tonight's game between the Monroe City Panthers and the Clark County Indians are sponsored by these fine sponsors: Andy's Maytag, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, the Hometown Journal, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Cahokia Media, Cahokia State Bank, People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia and Canton, Southeastern Community College, and Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home. And now to your play-by-play man in Cahokia, Missouri, at Cahokia High School.
Clark County High School. It's a girl-boy doubleheader tonight. The Monroe City Lady Panthers, Clark County Lady Indians. As Monroe City comes in with a record of 5-8, and they are coached by Adam Rung. Let's take a look at their starting lineup. It'll be Meredith Gares, a junior. Kaylin Chapman, a sophomore. Lucy Pratt, a junior. Lauren Hayes, a freshman. And Audrey Youngblood, a sophomore. So Meredith Glass, Kaylin Chapman, Lucy Pratt, Lauren Hayes, and Audrey Youngblood. And again, the Lady Panthers was 5-8 and coached by Adam Rung. For the Clark County ladies, as they're going to turn the lights out on me, I know exactly what they're going to do. And there they go. So I'll tell you, as I think I've got them pretty well memorized, Hope Ross should be the first one introduced. Hope Ross is the first one. Should be Aaron Bagg. Aaron Bagg it is. I'm thinking Ray Webster. Allie Fox should be next. Then D.D. Church will be number 5. Lady Indians coming to the record of 2-8. And coached by Cameron Mack and assisted by Jason Church. So the Lady Indians have been introduced. They're having a group hug in the center circle. That's where the spotlight shines. And the lights come back on. So, again, Hope Ross, Aaron Bice, Blair Webster, Allie Fox, and D.D. Church. And, again, the Lady Indians are 2-8. So the group hug is over. The Monroe City ladies are out on the floor. They're ready to play basketball. I'm ready to play basketball. Pretty good attendance here tonight for this. Always a 6 o'clock game is tough for a lot of people to get to. And, of course, the band is outstanding. And it's going to be the D.D. Church jump setter against Audrey Youngblood. As the ball is up, tip is controlled by Clark County. Blair Webster with the basketball. She'll bring it across the timeline to the right wing. Picks up her dribble, looks for somebody to throw to. Bounce pass to Aaron Bash in the right corner. Drives the baseline, steps out of bounds. So the turnover gives it back to Monroe City. As the ball comes in to Lucy Pratt, and Pratt will bring it across the timeline. And they give it to Lauren Hayes. Hayes on the left wing, in the left corner goes to Gares. Back to Hayes. They skip it across to Pratt at the top of the key. Pass almost stolen away as a shot's put up from 15 by Pratt, or Hayes, rather, off the heel of the rim, and Monroe City comes off the rebound. Now Meredith Gares tries a free bullseye out of the left corner, and it's 3-0. Monroe City with early lead as pressured by the Lady Panthers. Now they get it down to D.D. Church, pick up the shot, blocked. Now the ball is loose on the floor, rolls toward the out of bounds, and Monroe City has it. They call a jump ball as she was tied up by Allie Fox, and all the Lady possession stays with Monroe City. So Lucy Pratt will inbound, gets it into Naren Hayes. Hayes gets it back to Pratt. Pratt on the deep left wing. Pratt gives it back to Hayes. On the deep right wing. Now it's shot from 15, put off the baseline. No good by Kaylin Chapman. And the rebound comes off to Clark County. As Allie Fox gets it to Webster. Bounce past to Bash on the deep right wing. Bash looks for somebody. Now dribble drive into the paint. Lost the ball, but picked up by Church at the free throw line. Whistle and a foul. And they're going to call the foul on Meredith Gares. So Gares picks up the foul. That's her first non-shooting foul. So Aaron Bash will inbound underneath her own basket. Gets it to Church. It's on the right wing. Now Fox on the deep right wing. Fox dribbles top of the key. Gives back to Webster between the two circles. Man-to-man defense by Monroe City. That's Allie Fox. Takes it across the free throw line. Gives it to Bash on the right wing. Webster to the right corner. Inside they go to Church and a whistle and a foul. Another foul on Monroe City, and they're going to call this one on Kaylin Chapman. So Chapman picks up her first foul, second team foul against Monroe City. As Bash will inbound to Church. Church off the left block with a shot. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up. Got it. As B.B. Church has 2, it's 3-2. Monroe City with the lead in the basketball. Hayes has it on the deep right wing. Dribbles to the top of the key. Kicks it over to Gares on the left wing. Now 3-pointer out of the corner. Bullseye. That was made of the Gares again. She has 6. Braced her by Monroe City as Hope Ross gets across the timeline out of the triple team. Lost the ball. Stolen away by Maren Hayes. Hayes dribbles into the paint. Now fans back out to the right wing. Takes it out between the two circles. Gives the ball to Pratt. Pratt between the two circles. Now Hayes long. 3 on the way. Full time. Maren Hayes hits the 3. And Clark County wants a timeout. 5:19 left to play in the first quarter. And it's Monroe City 9. Clark County 2 back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Your team will travel a lot of yards this season. The question is, how much ground are you prepared to cover year-round? Make sure your vehicle is outfitted with the best in OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories. From tires and wheels to lift kits and bumpers, you'll find everything you need to make sure your ride stands out in the crowd. It's time to get jacked up. Visit Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories in Memphis for all your automotive needs. Call 660-328-6634 or visit MayberryFarms.com.
And back at Clark County High School, Allie Fox threw the ball into Aaron Bash. Bash was in trouble. Jump ball, they alternated possession back to Clark County. Now Allie Fox tried to get the ball into Blair Webster, threw it out of bounds, so turnover Clark County. And Monroe City will have it out of bounds on the far sideline as Lucy Pratt will trigger. Pratt looks for somebody, gets the ball in to Chapman. And Chapman had the ball slapped out of her hands by D.D. Church. So Monroe City will inbound underneath their own basket as Gares will trigger. Gares looks for somebody, kicks it back out to Hayes. Hayes running 10-footer, no good. And Hope Ross off the rebound, gets it to Webster. As Webster will bring it across the timeline, gives it to Bash. Bash will try a 3, no good. Allie Fox with a rebound. Fox will try to put up the shot, missed it, but drew the foul. And the foul's going to be on Gares, and that's her 2nd. So second foul on Meredith Gares, and Allie Fox will go to the line to shoot a pair. So Allie Fox looking for her first points of the ball game. Isaac fires it and got it. So first point to Allie Fox. That makes it 9-3. Just really the start of this. We're about 3 minutes into this ball game. 9-3, Monroe City with the lead. As Fox second free throw on the way, missed it, and Hayes comes off the rebound. Hayes will bring it across the timeline, picked up by Webster. Hayes between the two circles. Bounce pass to Chapman down the right block, tried to get a little deeper, stolen away by Bash. Whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Skylar Gosney. So Gosney picks up her first foul. Pressure again as Allie Fox gets it into Aaron Bash. Bash down the sideline, drives to a double team, lost the handle on the basketball. Gosney got it, tried to get it down low to Pratt, stolen away by Bash. And then she tries to get out of a double team, tried to throw it to Fox. and she threw it out of bounds. So it'll be Monroe City basketball. Out of bounds underneath the own basket. Hayes will inbound to Chapman in the right corner. Gets the ball back out to Pratt. Pratt tried to go inside to Hayes, and a whistle and a foul. Let's see who the foul's going to be on. Going to have to wait for the scoreboard. It's going to be on D.D. Church. That's her first. It's on the floor, and Aaron Bash will check out as Carly Pearl will check in for the Lady Indians. So Hayes will inbound underneath her own basket. Hayes gets it out to Pratt. Pratt has it between the two circles. As in the ball game is Myra Jones, but they'd seem to give it to Chapman. Now another three on the way out of the left corner. No good. And the rebound is taken down by Jones. We get inside to Chapman. Chapman walked with it. So Frazier by Monroe City. Zally Fox will trigger. Fox looks for somebody. Bounce pass to Pearl. Pearl gets it over to Webster. Webster to Allie Fox. As Fox needs to hurry. Tried to get across the timeline. Out of the way. Down to Hayes. Reverse layup. No good. And Allie Fox is a rebound and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Naren Hayes, and that's her first. So Allie Fox again will try to inbound against Frazier. Gets it in to Pearl. Pearl brings it across the timeline. It's out of a double team. Gets it to Webster on the right wing. Now Fox from the free throw line puts up a shot. No good. And Webster comes off the rebound. Fans out to the right wing. Now dribbles out between the two circles. As Webster, guarded by Jones, gets it down to Pearl in the right corner. Pearl to the right side of the circle. Fox top of the key for three. No good. Pearl comes off the rebound. A whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Skylar Gosney, and that's her second. So two fouls on Gosney. And that is two, three, four, five, six team fouls against Monroe City, and now we have a timeout on the floor. 3:27 left to play in the first quarter. Monroe City 9, Clark County 3, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Are you tired of renting? And does the idea of owning your own home seem like just a dream? Let Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri help make your dream a reality. Our experienced lending staff would be happy to help you work towards your dreams at any of our 7 locations in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, or Wayland. Everyone needs a place to call home, and it's our job to get you moving into yours. Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri. Member FDIC.
Back at Clark County High School. 3:27 left to play in the first quarter of girls' game. And it's Monroe City 9, Clark County 3. Clark County with basketball. Out of bounds, underneath her own basket. Allie Fox will trigger. Gets it to Carly Pearl. Inside the whole cross. Puts up the shot. And I thought it was blocked, but evidently it wasn't. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Monroe City basketball. As Megan Hayes is in the ball game for the Lady Panthers. They get it to Meredith Hayes, or Audrey Hayes. Naren Hayes. Naren Hayes to Jones. Now skips it across to number 15 would be Taylor Piff. And Piff tried a shot. It was an air ball. It went out of bounds, and they say ball was last touched by Clark County. Nope, they're going to give it to Clark County. So Allie Fox will inbound. Frazier again by Monroe City. Fox looks for somebody. Gets it to Blair Webster. Webster gets it ahead to Ross. Ross brings across the timeline. Gives it to Church. Put up a shot and missed it. And Monroe City off the rebound. And Jones will get the ball down to Naren Hayes. It goes out of bounds off of Naren Hayes. Maya Johnson will check in for the Lady Indians. Andy D. Church will check out. Fox again against Frazier. Will inbound. Gets it to Ross. Ross to Carly Pearl. As Pearl down the far sideline, gets it across the sideline, gets it to Ross between the two circles. Ross hands the ball back to Webster between the two circles. Webster gets it over to Johnson on the left wing. Now bad pass going away by Monroe City. had a travel that was stolen by Megan Hayes. Hayes tried to stop and took one more step. 2:31 left to play in the first quarter. Still 9-3, Monroe City lead is Pearl in the backcourt. Now she is shown by Audrey Hayes, Marion Hayes. And that's two on Marion Hayes. That's a 17th foul. So Carly Pearl will go to the line as Lucy Pratt checks back in. And Marion Hayes will set down. So Carly Pearl looks for her first points of the game. She'll shoot a 1-1. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. So Carly Pearl with 1 point. And it's 9-4. Monroe City with the lead. Monroe City girls hit 3 threes, just bang, 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 and haven't scored since. Next one up off the heel of the rim, no good. I hope for us to rebound, falls down, and Monroe City has it as Pratt with the basketball. Gets the ball to Pratt, and Pratt will bring it across the timeline to Jones on the left wing. Jones in the left corner gives it to Megan Hayes. Hayes to Pratt. Pratt down the left lane. Gets it off in the corner to Jones. Inside, they try to find Goss, and they put up a shot. Missed it, but you do the foul. No, that was Sam Hathaway. So Adam Rung's playing his old bench, it seems like. As the foul's going to be on Carly Pearl. So Pearl picks up her first foul. And Sam Hathaway at the line to shoot two shots. First shot up, it's no good. Now in the ball game, Olivia Chin. So Chin is in the ball game. And out will go Jones. Has a second shot, no good. The rebound comes off to Carly Pearl. And Pearl will bring it across the timeline. Pearl has the ball. Give it out of her hand by Megan Hayes. And the college jump ball, all the regular possession stays with Clark County. So Aaron Bash will inbound on the near sideline. Bash slaps it, looks for somebody. Gets the ball over to Kaylee Yates, and Yates walked with it. So the turnover gives it back to Monroe City. That's Megan Hayes. With the basketball, we'll walk it across the timeline. Hayes between the two circles. Clark County in a 2-3 zone defense. Gets it inside to Hathaway. Hathaway goes off the foot, but he's picked up by Pratt on the right wing. To Hayes, back to Pratt. Pratt almost lost it out of bounds. Bounce pass back to Hayes as they give it to Jones on the right wing. Now Hayes from 12 feet missed it in the lane. And there, Webster off the rebound. It's Webster. Got by with a push that time. Still with the dribble, brings it across the timeline. She's guarded by Jones. Webster gives it to Pearl. Pearl gets an inside shot. But not so good, but the rebound jumps off to Kylie Yates. Put it back up and in. And it's 9-6. Monroe City is the lead in the basketball. Lucy Pratt has it between the two circles. Pratt gives the ball to Jones on the left wing. Jones kicks it back out to Megan Hayes. Back to Jones on the left wing. Jones got it by Pearl. And Pearl actually knocked the ball away. Loose on the floor. As Kayla Yates had it, then she was tied up. Alternating possession. Stays with Monroe City. Now, Jones will check out for Monroe City, and Ava Potterfield will check in. 28 seconds left to play in the first quarter. 9-6, Monroe City with the lead and the basketball. Underneath their own basket, pass comes in from Pratt. Tried to find Megan Hayes, and she was tied up. Alternationization back to Clark County. Allie Fox inbound to Pearl. Gets it ahead to Bash. Bash will take it to the hoop. Lays it up. Got it. And Bash with 2 points. And it's 9-8. Clark County on a little 9-0 run. Pratt will have the basketball. Gives the ball to Potterfield. And so away by Bash. She takes it to the hoop. Makes it up. Got it. And Bash with 4 points. And now Clark County on a 10-0 run. And at the end of the first quarter, with the score, Clark County 10 and Monroe City 9. Back in a minute. This is KMN Sports.
Funerals are never easy, and a global pandemic makes them even harder. Regulations often mean compromise, and when it comes to funerals, we don't get a second chance. At Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home, we can't make funerals easy, but we try to make them easier. With live webcasting or remote arrangements, we're here to help. Contact us today at wilsontriplett.com.
Keep up with what's going on in your area with a subscription to the Hometown Journal. The Hometown Journal takes great pride in offering you up-to-date coverage on everything that goes on in Clark County and in your hometown. Nowadays, it's not enough just to be smart. You also have to be up-to-date, and you'll always be up-to-date if you subscribe to the Hometown Journal. Order your subscription or renew your old one today by calling 660-727-3383. The Hometown Journal in Cahokia is a proud sponsor of Clark County Indian Sports.
Welcome back, everybody. Clark County High School. Potterfield inbounds to Marin Hayes in between the two circles to the Pratt on the right wing. As Pratt skips it over to Hayes on the left wing. Hayes back to Pratt on the right wing. Both of them passed up threes. They put out to Chen, and Chen had the pass thrown away by Allie Fox. Fox took it right to the hoop and missed the shot, but she fouled. Now at the Chen, that's her first. So Allie Fox again will go back to the line. Clark County on a, well, I'm going to call it a 10-0 run. First one by Fox up. Good. So Allie Fox with 2 points. And 2 points, Clark County lead 11-9. Fox with two, looking for three. As Fox looks, fires, and got it. 3 points for Allie Fox. 12-0 run by Clark County. Across the timeline comes Lucy Pratt, takes the left wing. Down in the left corner, she's cut off. That's Pfaff. And Pfaff had the ball stolen away by Aaron Bay. To Blair Webster. Webster brings it across the timeline. Still man-to-man defense. 5 Monroe City as Fox has it on the left wing. Dribbles down to the baseline, puts up the shot, missed it, got on rebound. Her putback missed it. Now Hope Ross fights for the basketball. They call a jump ball, and alternated possession stays with Clark County. So Aaron Bash will inbound underneath her own basket. Slaps it, looks for somebody. Gives it to Webster in the right corner. Inside on the right block to Bash. Bash kicks it back out to Church. 15 put her on the way, missed it. And off the rebound comes Marin Hayes. Hayes, long pass to Potterfield. 12-footer, got it. Ava Potterfield with 2 points. And it's a 1-point Clark County lead as Frazier by Monroe City. And a pass knocked out of bounds, so it'll be Allie Fox to inbound on the near sideline. Frazier again has Blair Webster bringing it across the timeline to the right wing. And Hayes knocked the ball out of her hand, so she'll inbound right in front of the Monroe City bench. Webster gets the ball into Hope Ross out of the right corner for three. Airballed it, cut out with it, comes Allie Fox. Gives it to Webster on the left wing. Fox in the left corner. Fox gives it back to Webster. Down to Church on the block. Church turns off last. Got it. 4 points for D.D. Church. 3 points, Clark County lead. Pratt brings it across the timeline. Pratt, top of the key for three on the way. No good. Hope Ross with the rebound to Allie Fox. Fox across the timeline to Webster on the deep left wing. Webster gets the ball over to Aaron Bash between the two circles. Bash takes it to the hoop again, lays it up, got it. 6 points for Aaron Banks, and Adam Long wants to time out. 5:56 left to play in the first half. Clark County 16 and Monroe City 11 back in 60 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
You know, this whole thing about two-year degrees not being worth it is getting pretty old. You drive past area factories lately? There's some pretty sweet pickups in those parking lots. That's because all those workers are making darn good money, and they probably got their start right here. Welders, engineers, equipment techs, network admins, all good-paying jobs you can get with a two-year degree from SCC. Even better, each of those degrees is tuition-free for Iowa residents. Visit SCC. You don't have to go far to go far. Get the facts at scciowa.edu.
In this community, our roots run deep. As a community bank, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri prides itself on taking an active role in our hometown. What matters to our customers matters to us because we live here too. Our customers are more to us than just account numbers. They're our friends, family, and neighbors, so we take the time to understand their financial goals and help turn dreams into realities. Proudly serving the rural community for over 100 years, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And we're back, everybody, Clark County High School. As Monroe City with the basketball, trailing 16-11. Down the left corner goes to Pratt. Pratt gives it back out to Pfaff. Now inside, they get the ball to Hathaway. Hathaway put up a shot, blocked, but they call a foul. And I think it's going to be on D.D. Church. Wait for the scoreboard. As Hathaway will be at the line. Are they going to call it on Hope Ross? Hathaway missed the first shot. So Hope Ross picks up her first foul. 5:33 left to play in the first half. 16-11. Clark County to the lead is Hathaway. Second shot on the way. Got it. So Sam Hathaway has the first point. And Allie Fox will inbound against pressure. Gets it into Webster. Webster back to Fox. It's Allie Fox. Looks for somebody. Now gets across the timeline to Hope Ross. It's all Ross and open back. So turnover Clark County. Monroe City will get back. Then be Myra Jones to inbound in front of the scorer's table. Gets it to Pratt. It's Lucy Pratt across the timeline. Dribbles between the two circles. Still with the dribble. As to the top of the key. Now gets it down to Hathaway on the baseline, stolen away by Hope Ross. Ross gives it to Aaron Banks. Gets it ahead to Blair Webster. As Webster will bring it across the timeline to the right wing. Still with a dribble. Gets it out to Fox, top of the key. Now takes it down the left lane, the left block. Puts up a shot, dancing on the rim, wouldn't go down. But Banks is tied up on the rebound. Jump ball over there to possession, comes back to Monroe City. Now Megan Hayes will check in along with Naren Hayes, and Naren Hayes with the basketball. Brings it across the timeline between the two circles to Naren Hayes on the left wing. Back to Naren Hayes. Inside it goes to Megan Hayes. Hayes to Megan Hayes. Skips it across. Airballed it out of bounds, intended to shoot to Myra Jones. This first half has been filled with turnovers. As Clark County against Frazier gets it into Bash. Bash lost the ball, now picks it back up, gets it across the timeline in a double team. Loose on the floor, and I think they're going to call a foul on somebody. They're going to call it on Monroe City. I believe they called it on Myra Jones. So Myra Jones picks up her first foul. They called it on. No, she has two anyway. And they called it on Naren Hayes, according to the scoreboard, and she has two fouls. Naren Bash at the line, first shot up, no good. DeeDee Church had the rebound, lost it, and it's picked up by Myra Hayes, now stolen away by Bash. Bash underneath the basket, but up a shot partially blocked. And out with it, comes Myra Jones. And Jones drove a good length to a double team and walked with it. The big Clark County basketball out of bounds on the near sideline. As Carly Pearl checks in, and Aaron Bash will shut down. 4:03 left to play in the first half. 16-12, Clark County with the lead in the basketball. As Blair Webster to the left wing, spin move into the paint, kicks it back out to Fox. Long three on the way, no good. Church with the rebound. She puts it off the glass, no good. And Monroe City off the rebound. As Jones across the timeline. Megan Hayes for three. No good. And the rebound comes off to Hope Ross to Allie Fox. Fox gets it ahead to Webster. Webster will bring it across the timeline. Guarded by Jones. Which somebody told finds Ross. As Ross to the free throw line. Dumps it down on the baseline to Church. Back to Ross on the right wing. Inside to Church. Church turns with the left hand off. Flash got it. 6 points for D.D. Church. And it's 18-12, Clark County in the lead. As Megan Hayes gives it a Pratt between the two circles. Inside to go to Hathaway. Couldn't hang on the pass. Stolen away by Clark County. Here comes Allie Fox across the timeline. Bounce pass to Church on the block. Turns off. Glass missed it. And off the rebound is Pratt. Pratt stops. Pops from the dotted line. Missed it. And a rebound, tipped around. Monroe City comes away with it. Shot put up, good. That was Taylor Pfaff. So Pfaff has 2 points, and now we have another timeout. 2:37 left to play in the first half. It's Clark County 18, Monroe City 14. Back in 60 seconds. This is K&M Sports.
Keep up with what's going on in your area with a subscription to the Hometown Journal. The Hometown Journal takes great pride in offering you up-to-date coverage on everything that goes on in Clark County and in your hometown. Nowadays, it's not enough just to be smart. You also have to be up-to-date, and you'll always be up-to-date if you subscribe to the Hometown Journal. Order your subscription or renew your old one today by calling 660-727-3383. The Hometown Journal in Cahokia is a proud sponsor of Clark County Indian Sports.
Are you wanting to open a new checking account? What about a savings account for your children's future? Cahokia State Bank can help you choose the type of account that best suits your financial needs. Stop by any of their three branches today for more information. They're open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 4:30, Fridays at Cahokia Main until 5, and till 6 at the Cahokia and Wayland drive-thru. Then Saturday, 8 to noon at all three locations for your convenience. Cahokia State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Back in Clark County, Clark County makes another bad pass, and this was stolen away by Myra Jones. Jones tried to lay up, missed it, and Allie Fox comes off the rebound to Webster. Webster has it between the two circles, which is somebody. Olivia Miller has it between the two circles. Now pass to Allie Fox. As they get her close to the timeline, along the timeline, she dribbles on the left side of the circle. Now Webster to the free throw line. To Miller. Miller had the ball slapped away. And a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Miller as she fouls Megan Hayes. So Olivia Miller picks up her first foul. That's the, you know, it doesn't say about the bonus. Nope, I don't think they're in the bonus yet. First foul on Miller. So Lucy Pratt will inbound. She gets it in to Jones, and Jones has it between the two circles. Back to Pratt between the two circles. That's Pratt. Gets the ball to Gares between the two circles. Now Jones on the right wing. Dribbles across the free throw line to Pratt on the left wing. She'll dribble to the free throw line. Tried to put up a shot. She was in a double team and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Miller again. That's her second one. So two fouls on Olivia Miller. Monroe City will inbound underneath on basket. Lucy Pratt will trigger. Gets it out to Jones, top of the key. Back to Pratt. Pratt will try a 15-footer off the baseline. No good. Miller comes off the rebound. out to Allie Fox, gets it ahead to Webster with 1:30 left to play in the half. As Webster takes it to the left wing, down to the left baseline, gets it out to Pearl, as Pearl had a pass hit, picked up by Miller. Now Webster shot up, an air ball, and down to Allie Fox. Fox takes it to the hoop, plays it up, got it. 5 points for Allie Fox, 20-15. Clark County with the lead as Jones gives the ball to Pratt. Under a minute left to play in the first half. It's Pratt at the top of the key to Jones on the right wing. They get it inside, shots put up, no good by Chapman. This will let a foul against Clark County. We'll see. Well, it's set up here. I've got to wait for the scoreboard. The foul's going to be on Maya Johnson. Maya Johnson picks up the foul, and to the line will go Kaylin Chapman. So shot up, got it. And Chapman, that's her first of the ball game. As Gares will check out, Megan Hayes checks back in for the Lady Panthers. 20-15, Clark County with the lead, 50 seconds left to play in the first half. Next shot up, got them both. So Chapman has two. Pressure again as Pearl gets it ahead to Miller. Miller in a triple team, tried to get it back to Pearl. It's stolen away by Pratt. Pratt tried, they had a two-on-one. She tried to get it to Jones and threw the ball out of bounds. So Clark County again will inbound as Hope Ross and D.D. Church both check back in. Out will go Maya Johnson and Olivia Miller. So inbounds pass comes to Webster. Webster dribbles into a double team, gets across the timeline to Ross. Ross will take it to the hoop, or scoops it up, no good. Fight for the rebound, and out with it. Comes to Monroe City, Chen takes it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it. But she do a foul. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Looks like the foul's either on 12 or 22. It'll be on 12. That would be Blair Webster. That's her first. So, Jim, first shot up, missed everything. So, Olivia Chin. Second shot on the way. Got it. So, Chin has 1 point. And it's a 3-point Clark County lead. Fox gets it ahead to Morris. Go to Webster. To Ross. Out of that pass, stole it away. Trying to get it to Church, stole away by Monroe City. Underneath, shots put up by Gares and got it. 8 points for Meredith Gares. And now, a play at the buzzer, no good. That's the end of the first half. With the score, Clark County 20, Monroe City 19. Back in 2 minutes. This is KMEM Sports.
At People's Bank of Wauconda, we understand the importance of living and working in a small community. For over 100 years, we are the hometown bank you can trust. With friendly faces you recognize and a family-like atmosphere, we want to make your banking experience enjoyable. Come visit us in Wauconda, Cahokia, or Canton today, because at People's Bank of Wauconda, it's all about you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Your team will travel a lot of yards this season. The question is, how much ground are you prepared to cover year-round? Make sure your vehicle is outfitted with the best in OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories. From tires and wheels to lift kits and bumpers, you'll find everything you need to make sure your ride stands out in the crowd. It's time to get jacked up. Visit Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories in Memphis for all your automotive needs. Call 660-328-6634 or visit MayberryFarms.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School Award Halftime of the Girls Game. And Clark County leading Monroe City 20-19. Taking the first half scoring, first for Clark County. Aaron Bash with 6 points. Ellie Fox with five. Carly Pearl with one. Kaylee Yates with 2 points. And D.D. Church with six. For Monroe City, Ava Potterfield with 2 points. Meredith Gayers with eight. Kaylin Chapman with two. Tyler Piff with two. Olivia Chin with one. And Maren Hayes with three. Also Sam Hathaway with 1 point. Scoring to go like this, Clark County led 10-9 after one quarter. Both teams scored 10 in the second quarter. And Clark County leads here at halftime, 20-19. Back with more in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
The Media, Clark County's oldest weekly newspaper, offers sports coverage, city council, school board, and social news. Plus, their classified section reaches 7,000 homes. For your convenience, they have fax and email service for your news and advertising. The Media has the coverage you need and want each week from all over the area. It's Northeast Missouri's news source. You can now log on to nemonews.net and follow the media on Facebook and Twitter. That's The Media in Cahokia, Missouri.
Many businesses come and go, but Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center in Cahokia has stood the test of time. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center has been serving the Cahokia and surrounding area for over 40 years. They sell quality brand Maytag and Amana appliances that include refrigerators, washers and dryers, dishwashers and freezers. They also offer parts and repair, and they can even do special ordering. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and on Saturday from 9 to noon. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center is located on the corner of North Lincoln and Main Streets in Cahokia.
You know, this whole thing about two-year degrees not being worth it is getting pretty old. You drive past area factories lately? There's some pretty sweet pickups in those parking lots. That's because all those workers are making darn good money, and they probably got their start right here. Welders, engineers, equipment techs, network admins, all good-paying jobs you can get with a two-year degree from SCC. Even better, each of those degrees is tuition-free for Iowa residents. Because at SCC, you don't have to go far to go far. Get the facts at scciowa.edu.
Are you wanting to open a new checking account? What about a savings account for your children's future? Cahokia State Bank can help you choose the type of account that best suits your financial needs. Stop by any of their three branches today for more information. They're open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 4:30, Fridays at Cahokia Main until 5, and till 6 at the Cahokia and Wayland drive-thru. Then Saturday, 8 to noon at all three locations for your convenience. Cahokia State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
And welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. We're at halftime of the girls' game with Clark County leading Monroe City 20-19. Of course, coming up next, it's the boys' turn, Clark County and Monroe City. Then the weekend, and then all next week, we'll be at the North Shelby Tournament. And Monday night we'll have probably, well, we know we'll have the 4:36 and 7:30 games for you. And on the girls' side, South Shelby, the number one seed, Knox County, the 8, Scottsdale County, 4, Scottsdale County, 5, North Shelby, 2, Marion County, 7, Hayrow Girls, 3, and La Plata, 6. So the three games we're going to have for you on Monday, we'll start out with the girls' first-round game, Scottsdale County and Scottsdale County. That'll be at 4:30, then at 6 o'clock. On the boys' side, it's a 2-7 matchup, Scottsdale County and Scotland County. Then the third game of the night is a 1-8 matchup. Knox County will play South Shelby. And the final game of the night on Monday night will be North Shelby and Marion County. Then on Tuesday night, we'll have one game for you from the North Shelby tournament. That'll be a 9 o'clock game, South Shelby and Knox County, a 4-5 matchup. That'll be at 9 o'clock on Tuesday night. Then on Thursday night, we'll have four games for you. Well, three anyway. Starting at 4:30 on Wednesday night on the girls' side will be the winner of the loser of Schuyler County, Scotland, and South Shelby and Knox County. And at 6 o'clock, it'll be a championship semifinal Wednesday at 6 o'clock will be a boys' championship semifinal. The winner of Schuyler County, Scotland County, and North Shelby and Marion County. And at 7:30 on Wednesday night, we'll have a girls' championship semifinal. That'll be the winner of Scotland County, Scotland. We'll take on the winner of South Shelby and Knox County. And at 9 o'clock, it's a boys' consolation semifinal. That'll be the loser of the Scotland-Schuyler game and North Shelby and Marion County. So all four games for you on Wednesday night. Then we go right back to Thursday, and we'll have one game for you. If Knox County wins their ball game on Tuesday, well, that was Wednesday. The final game on Wednesday, I've told you that. Okay, then on Thursday, depends on what Knox County does when they play South Shelby. If they win, they'll play at 6 o'clock Thursday. If Knox County boys lose, they'll play at 9 o'clock on Thursday. Then we're going to be through with the first two rounds, and Friday starts the trophy games. Girls' consolation will be at 4:30 on Friday. Boys' consolation game will be at 6 o'clock on Friday. Girls' third place will be at 9 o'clock on Friday. Girls' third place at 7:30 and the boys at 9. Then on Saturday, the championship games. Girls' championship game will be at 6 o'clock, and the boys' championship game will be at 7:30. Let me look at the bracket to make sure 7:30 on Saturday night. So we'll be there every night to bring you some kind of basketball from the North Shelby Tournament. 20-19, Clark County up by 1. We're at halftime, and I'll be back with the third quarter in 30 seconds. This is KMEN Sports.
The Media, Clark County's oldest weekly newspaper, offers sports coverage, city council, school board, and social news. Plus, their classified section reaches 7,000 homes. For your convenience, they have fax and email service for your news and advertising. The Media has the coverage you need and want each week from all over the area. It's Northeast Missouri's news source. You can now log on to nemonews.net and follow the media on Facebook and Twitter. That's The Media in Cahokia, Missouri.
And welcome back, everybody. Clark County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Clark County Lady Indian Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEN FM Memphis, 20-19. Clark County up by 1. They've led by as many as 5 as Clark County. Monroe City hit 3 threes right off the bat, and Clark County went on a 12-0 run and took the lead and actually led 16-11 before Monroe City started kind of clawing their way back, and they got within 1. And Clark County will have the basketball to start the third quarter. So Aaron Bash will inbound, gets it to Webster in the right corner, by 3 on the way, no good. So that was Hope Ross. She got the rebound, went in, put up a shot, missed it, but drew the foul. There's a foul, I think, is going to be on Chapman. Yes, it will be. So Chapman picks up her second foul, and Hope Ross looking for her first points of the ball game. She'll shoot a pair, first one up, missed it. So a lot of fouls on the Monroe City girls. They played very, very aggressive. Full court man-to-man and then man-to-man to half court. Next shot is short. Goes out of bounds off of Monroe City. The Clark County ball inbound underneath it on basket. Zaren Bash will trigger. Bash looks, gets it out to Church at the free throw line. Church will try a 10-foot jumper, no good. And off the rebound comes Naren Hayes. Hayes will bring it across the timeline. 2-3 zone to Clark County. Crab has it pull up wing. In the right wing, the left corner to Chapman. Back to Pratt, now three, bullseye. By Naren Hayes, she has six. And it's the two-point Monroe City lead, placed by the Lady Panthers. Allie Fox has it still in the back court, takes it down the far sideline, across the timeline. Then a whistle and a foul, or did she step out of bounds? Yep, they're going to call an offensive foul, I think, on Allie Fox. Again, she had the ball. They called it offense. So I'm going to say it was on Fox, but they got 12 up there. That would be Webster now. Three-pointer on the way out of the right corner. That was by Hayes. Missed it. So I guess they called the last foul on Webster. That's her second. It's Aaron Bass, takes it to the right block. Had the ball slapped out of her hands and out of bounds by Naren Hayes. So Aaron Bash will inbound. Underneath her own basket, gets to Church in the right corner. Church gets it out to Fox between the two circles. Fox dribbles around the top of Keith. Bad pass knocked away. As a 12-foot jumper on the way by Pratt. No good. And Aaron Bash gets off the rebound. She's tied up. They call it jump ball and alternating possession to Clark County. No, they're going to call it Monroe City. So Naren Hayes will inbound underneath her own basket. Gets it out to Pratt on the left wing. Drive off the left baseline. Shot put, running 10-footer put up by Hayes. Missed it. The rebound goes out of bounds. So it'll be Clark County basketball. Placed by Monroe City. As inbounds pass is tipped around and up with it comes Audrey Youngblood. Lays it up and in. Her first two of the ball game. And Clark County wants a timeout. 6:22 left to play in the third quarter. Monroe City 24, Clark County 20. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Funerals are never easy, and a global pandemic makes them even harder. Regulations often mean compromise, and when it comes to funerals, we don't get a second chance. At Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home, we can't make funerals easy, but we try to make them easier. With live webcasting or remote arrangements, we're here to help. Contact us today at wilsontriplett.com.
Monroe City comes out with a little 5-0 run on Clark County. Clark County girls back on the floor. Monroe City girls still talking to Adam Rung, or Adam Rung still talking to Monroe City girls. As Monroe City back on the floor, it'll be Clark County basketball. It's placed to by the Lady Panthers. Allie Fox gets it in the bash. Back to Fox. As Fox, still with the dribble, chased by Pratt. Fox will bring it across the timeline, bounce past to Webster on the left wing. Webster down in the left corner, looks for somebody to throw it to. Bounce past to Ross off glass, got it. 2 points to Hope Ross. 24-22, Monroe City, up by two with the basketball. Pratt gets the ball to Gayers between the two circles. Gives it over to Hayes on the right wing. Hayes across the top of the key. Another running 10-footer off glass. Got it. 8 points for Naren Hayes. 4 points. Monroe City lead. Now Chapman. The Bears puts up the shot after a steal. No good. That's a 2-on-1 fast break. Hope Ross takes it to the hoop. Missed his shot. Rebound came off to D.D. Church. Church couldn't hang on to it. Goes out of bounds. Will be Monroe City basketball. As Lucy Pratt will inbound. Student section, anything in that end of the court, can't see for the student section. But Pratt inbounds in there, and Hayes. And Hayes will bring it across the timeline. Hayes between the two circles to the top of the key. Chapman at the free throw line. Chapman takes it down the right lane. Now Gares for a 15-footer. Got it. 10 points for Meredith Gares. 6-point Monroe City lead. As we get across the timeline to Carly Pearl to Church, and Church almost stepped out of bounds, tried to save it. Got a right to trap. Hayes picked up the shot, missed it. Church comes off with the rebound. Church gives the ball to Carly Pearl. As Pearl will bring it across the timeline to the right wing. Bounce pass in the right corner. And it goes out of bounds. Or by steps out of bounds, one of the two, it's a turnover, Clark County. Back in the ball game will come Sam Hathaway, and Chapman will check out. Also, Megan Hayes will check back in, and Jones will check back in, and Pratt will set down. 4:38 left to play in the third quarter, 28-22. Monroe City with the lead and the basketball. Maren Hayes will bring it across the timeline. Top of the key, and she walked with it. Took a little crow hop, and she looked at Coach Rung, and Coach Rung wouldn't even look at her. Just like, what did I do? Well, everybody in the gym saw it. As now Allie Fox tries to get the ball inbound, knocked away, picked up by Jones. Jones tried to get it down to Hayes, and knocked out of bounds by Clark County. So Maren Hayes will inbound on the far sideline for the Lady Panthers. That's Maren Hayes. Gets the ball to Megan Hayes on the right wing. Now she'll back off between the two circles. Still with the dribble. Back to Maren Hayes. They get it inside to Hathaway. Goes off Hathaway's hands and out of bounds. It'll be Clark County basketball. Aaron Bash will inbound. Bash gets it into Fox. Fox looks for somebody. Fox gets it ahead to Pearl. Pearl has the ball stolen away by Maren Hayes. She'll take it to the house, lays it up, and got it. 10 points for Maren Hayes. Now timeout on the floor. 3:57 left to play in the third quarter. Monroe City 30 and Clark County 22. Back in 30 seconds, this is KMEM Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Back at Clark County High School. 3:57 left to play in the third quarter of this girls' game. And Monroe City leading Clark County 30-22 as Monroe City has outscored Clark County 11-2 so far in the third quarter. So Aaron Bash will inbound. Pressure by Monroe City. Bash tried to get it in to Fox. Stolen away by Hathaway. Then Hathaway almost hit over and back, and it's stolen back by Webster to Fox, and now whistling a foul. The foul's going to be on Maren Hayes, and that's her third. The three fouls on Hayes. Lucy Pratt will check back in. Hayes will sit down with three personal fouls. So Aaron Bash will inbound on the far sideline. Bash looks for somebody. He'll get to somebody. Now tried to get the bear Webster, stolen away by Jones. And a whistle and a foul on the floor, I believe. Let's see who it's going to be on. They're going to call it on Aaron Bash. So Aaron Bash picks up the foul. That's her first. Monroe City will inbound underneath it on basketball as Pratt will look for somebody. Tried to get it to Megan Hagen, right wing, knocked out of bounds by Blair Webster. Webster picks up the ball. It'll be Monroe City basketball as Megan Hayes will inbound. Hayes gets it to Pratt. Pratt brings it back out between the two circles, knocking the backcourt by Allie Fox, picked up by Pratt. To Megan Hayes on the right wing. Gets it inside. And now shot put up. And that was by Sam Hathaway. She has three. So Frost, we'll try her luck. Dribbles into a double team on the near sideline. This one a foul on Monroe City. And they're going to call it on Lucy Pratt. That's her first. And back in the ball game will come Pfaff. Also back will come Olivia Chin. So Hope Ross will inbound. Gets a two Fox in the backcourt. Started by Chin as Fox gets across the timeline. Takes it to the left wing. Mouth pass. Stolen away by Megan Hayes. Hayes kind of fumbled her dribble. Had to pull back out on the right wing. Now they try to force it inside. To Hathaway stolen away by D.B. Church. And she gets down to the block, knocked out of bounds by Chin. Clark County will come down underneath their own basket. As Potterfield checks in the ball game, Pratt will check out. Underneath it on basket, Allie Fox. Fox looks for somebody. Gets the ball in to Hope Ross. Hope turns, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound is knocked out of bounds by Megan Hayes of the Clark County basketball. Out of bounds, underneath it on basket. 2:53 left to play in the third quarter. They find Ross in the right corner. Ross, bounce pass out to Webster. Back to Ross, dotted line. Now Church puts up a shot out of the corner. Oh, by! DeeDee Church with a three. She has nine, and it's 32-25. Monroe City with a lead in the basketball. We get the ball to Chin on the right wing. Now Hayes at the top of Keith Potter Field. Down the middle, a shot's put up. No good by Hathaway. And Hope Ross off the rebound. To Allie Fox. Fox gets it to Ross. Ross dribbles to the left wing. Spin move into the paint. Tried to put in a shot. It's taken away by Fyfe. And we've got a whistle of foul. Foul, I think, it's going to be maybe on Ross. Going to be on, we don't have it. So it's going to be on number 20, which would be Allie Fox. That's her first. Potterfield with the basketball. We'll bring it across the timeline. Gives the ball to Hayes on the left wing. Inside to Hathaway. Back to Hayes on the left wing. Kicks it out to Potterfield between the two circles. Hayes between the two circles. Now, three-pointer on the way. Bullseye by Meredith Gehrer. She has 13. Now, stolen away, and the shot's put up. And it goes in by Hathaway. That's five for her. And Fox, in pressure in the backcourt. Look for somebody to throw it to. Gets the ball to Webster. Webster across the timeline on the right wing. Picks up a dribble. Tries to get out of Fox, stolen away by Bears. Whistle with a foul. The foul's going to be on Allie Fox. That's her second. Be Monroe City basketball as Fox will check out. Polly Pearl will check in for the Lady Indians. 1:21 left to play in the third quarter. 37-25. Monroe City with the lead. Hope Ross checks out. Kaylee Yates checks in as Potterfield has it on the right wing. Picks up the dribbles. Gets it inside. The pass. And she lost a handle of the basketball. That was shot blocked by Aaron Bash. Bash had a triple team. Had the ball knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. So Aaron Bash will inbound on the near sideline. Bash slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Now he gets the ball to Yates. And Yates steps on the sideline. Out of bounds, turnover Clark County. Monroe City will have the ball. A minute left to play as in the third quarter as Pratt checks back in and Megan Hayes checks out. 59.4 seconds as Monroe City leading 37-25. Blair Webster will set down for a breather. And across the timeline comes Pratt. Pratt between the two circles, guarded by Yates. Gets the ball on the left side of the circle to halfway. Back to Pratt. Now Potter. Field puts up a 10-footer off the baseline. No good. Rebound by Garrett. He puts it back. Missed it, but due to foul. The foul's going to be on. I think it's going to be on D.D. Church. Church picks up her second personal foul. Scares at the line. First shot. Up, got it. 14 points for Meredith Gares. The staff will check back out. Gares, second free throw up, and in and out, and one back down. So 15 points for Meredith Gares. 39-25. As Olivia Miller with the basketball gets it. He gates, and now Bash brings it down the near sideline, takes it right to the hoop, puts up a shot, missed it. Gates got the rebound. Her put back, no good. Got it back again. The Church off flash, got it. 11 points for D.D. Church. 39-27. 15 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Monroe City with the lead and the basketball. Placed here by Clark County. Pratt. Kicks down the left lane. Kicks it off to Potterfield. Out of the left corner. Puts up a shot. No good. Church off the rebound. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Monroe City 39 and Clark County 27. Back in a minute. This is KMU Sports.
At People's Bank of Wauconda, we understand the importance of living and working in a small community. For over 100 years, we are the hometown bank you can trust. With friendly faces you recognize and a family-like atmosphere, we want to make your banking experience enjoyable. Come visit us in Wauconda, Cahokia, or Canton today, because at People's Bank of Wauconda, it's all about you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Back at Clark County High School, 8 minutes left to play in the girls' game. And Monroe City leading Clark County 39-27. Clark will have the basketball as Olivia Miller will inbound on the near sideline. Gets it in the backcourt to Carly Pearl. Pearl brings it off the timeline, gives it to Bash. Bash from the free throw line puts up the shot, partially blocked. No good, and the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Monroe City. So now, Olivia Miller will inbound underneath her own basket. Miller slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Gets it to Pearl on the left wing, now inside the arc, left side of the circle. Out pops Yates, top of the key to Miller on the right wing. Miller will dribble top of the key. Try to get it to Church. Out of the way, Miller picks it up, running 15-footer. No good. And Pearl comes off the rebound and a tie-up. Now it's a jailbreak as Gares go to the hoop, puts up the shot, missed it, the rebound taken away, and shots put back up by Youngblood. Finally, Miller comes away with it, a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be against Gares, I believe. So they call it on Meredith Gares, and that's her third. So three fouls on Gares. Miller will inbound underneath the in the backcourt. Pressure again by Monroe City. Back in the ballgame will come Myra Jones. And I think maybe Gares had to set out with three personal fouls. So Aaron Bash in the backcourt dribbles through a double team, gets the ball to Miller between the two circles. Now Miller kicks it back out to Pearl at the top of the key. Pearl dribbles to the right wing. Pearl, ball high above her head, looks for somebody to throw it to. gets it into Yates, kicks it back out to Miller on the right side of the circle. Now Church, 15-foot jumper off glass, no good. Miller got the rebound, tried to put it back up, and he's blocked. And Jones comes out with the rebound, and she is tied up. And alternating possession. I think it should be, okay, Monroe City. That's who I thought it was. That's where the light was pointed anyway. So now Clark County is going to thought, well, thought they were going to show a little pressure. Yep, they will. So Naren Hayes will inbound. And she gets the ball in. Chaudry Youngblood. Back to Jones. Jones will bring it across the timeline, guarded by Yates. Backs off between the two circles. Tried to get the ball to Youngblood and threw it right to Olivia Miller. Bounce pass to Pearl. As Pearl, guarded by Jones, will bring it across the timeline. And a double team picks up the dribble, stolen away by Youngblood to the house. Lays it up, got it. Audrey Youngblood with 4 points. Pressure again by Monroe City. It's Kaylee Yates. Lost the ball. And they're going to call a foul. They're going to call a jump ball. Kaylee Yates jumped right on top of Lucy Pratt. So Pearl's going to set down. Pearl and Yates will set down. Allie Fox and Blair Webster both check back in. 6 minutes left to play in the ball game. Megan Hayes checks back in for Monroe City. And out goes Naren Hayes. So Allie Fox will inbound on the near sideline. Gets it in the backcourt to Webster. Webster brings it across the timeline. Picks up the dribble between the two circles. To Dice, try to get it in. Yates, stolen away by Youngblood. Youngblood gives it to Megan Hayes. As Hayes will walk it across the timeline, flips it to Pratt between the two circles. Pratt with the dribble, takes it right down the left lane, dumps it off to Chapman. Chapman tried to put up a shot, and she's fouled, and I think it's going to be on D.D. Church. Let's wait and see. Nope, evidently it's going to be on Allie Fox, and that's her third. Chapman's first one up, no good. As Chapman with two, looking for three. Callan Chapman, 5:40 left to play in the game, 41-27. Monroe City the lead. Missed them both as D.D. Church off the rebound. Church gets it to Fox. Still pressure by Monroe City. Fox across the timeline, tried to get it to Ross, knocked out of bounds by Pratt. Allie Fox will inbound, gets it to Webster in the backcourt, across the timeline to Bash. Back to Webster. Webster looks inside. Now breaks for the double team, dribbles to the left wing. Gives it to Bash on the left baseline. Tried to get it to Church, lost the pick up by Ross. Now Webster for three. No good from the top of the key. And off of the rebound, comes Youngblood, whistle on a foul. I think Aaron Bash maybe picked up that foul. But well, it's going to be Hope Ross. So Ross picked up the foul. That's her second. Now there's a timeout on the floor. 5:12 left to play in the ball game. Monroe City 41 and Clark County 27. Back in 60 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Many businesses come and go, but Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center in Cahokia has stood the test of time. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center has been serving the Cahokia and surrounding area for over 40 years. They sell quality brand Maytag and Amana appliances that include refrigerators, washers and dryers, dishwashers and freezers. They also offer parts and repair, and they can even do special ordering. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and on Saturday from 9 to noon. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center is located on the corner of North Lincoln and Main Streets in Cahokia.
Your team will travel a lot of yards this season. The question is, how much ground are you prepared to cover year-round? Make sure your vehicle is outfitted with the best in OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories. From tires and wheels to lift kits and bumpers, you'll find everything you need to make sure your ride stands out in the crowd. It's time to get jacked up. Visit Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories in Memphis for all your automotive needs. Call 660-328-6634 or visit MayberryFarms.com.
Back in Clark County, as Audrey Youngblood, which she's a woman once. She hits the first one. She has 5 points, looking for six and got it. 6 points for Audrey Youngblood, 43-27. Monroe City of the lead, still Frazier. As Maya Johnson had the basketball, gives it to Allie Fox. They give it to Webster, and Webster walked with it. So turnover, Clark County. Monroe City will inbound underneath their own basket. Megan Hayes will trigger. Hayes looks for somebody. Still looks. And underneath, Chapman wide open. Puts it off. 4 points for Kaylin Chapman. Chapman. Here comes Bash. Bash puts it up and in. Took it coast to coast. And 8 points for Aaron Bash. 45-29. Monroe City with the lead in the basketball is Pratt. We'll bring it across the timeline. Pratt takes it to the dotted line. Kicks the chat. And it's up the shot. Missed it, but she was fouled. Foul against Clark County, and they're going to call it on B.D. Church. That's three fouls on Church. Chapman up the line. First shot up and missed it. As Kaylin Chapman has 4 points. And now Naren Hayes will check back in. Megan Hayes will set down. As Chapman's next free throw spins in and out, but Youngblood off the rebound. Yes, they decided they were going to go the other way, I guess, because they had outlet pass came to Pratt. And Pratt was on the Clark County end of the floor. So over and back, turnover at Monroe City. As Aaron Bash in front of the scores table will inbound. Gets it to Fox. As Allie Fox brings it across the timeline, guarded by Hayes. Bash takes it off, dribble drive off the right wing, kicks it back out to Johnson on the right wing. Now Fox between the two circles. As Fox takes it to the left wing. Fox on a pick and roll tried to find Hope Frost, stolen away by Youngblood. Youngblood will call her or Church Youngblood. Yep, they call for the personal foul. I'm waiting. Well, they're saying that Nannon Hayes, that's a right 23, Maya Johnson, picked up the offensive foul. So now Hope Ross will check out. Kaylee Yates will check back in with 4 minutes left to play. 45-29, Monroe City the lead. Clark County with the basketball. Blair Webster will bring it across the timeline. As she gets the ball to Johnson between two circles. Now five between two circles. Aaron Bash to the left side of the circle. To Allie Fox. Fox. Down among the trees, kicks it back out to the eighth top of the key. Aaron Bash cut off on the right baseline. Had the ball slapped in the hand. It should be Clark County basketball. And it will be. As back in the ball game, will come, well, first time tonight, I think Maggie Weaver checks in. Mally will set down for a breather. Weaver gets it in. To Yates on the right wing. Now Yates, free throw line. Yates lost the ball, picks it back up, and now they tie her up, jump ball, all the way to possession, comes back to Monroe City. Lucy Pratt will inbound. Frazier by Clark County. As Pratt has the basketball, looks for somebody to throw it to. As Pratt again looks for somebody. And now Adam Rung calls a timeout. 3:25 left to play in ball game. It's Monroe City ladies 45, Clark County ladies 29. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Are you tired of renting? Does the idea of owning your own home seem like just a dream? Let Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri help make your dream a reality. Our experienced lending staff would be happy to help you work towards your dreams at any of our seven locations in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, Memphis, or Wayland. Everyone needs a place to call home, and it's our job to get you moving into yours. Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back in Clark County, Monroe City, underneath their own basket. On the backcourt, evidently Pratt gets the ball into Hayes. Hayes will bring it across the timeline. As in between the two circles, she dribbled to the left side of the circle. Now Finn moved at the dotted line, kicks it out to Pfaff. Pfaff lost it, picked up by Hayes. Now Pfaff for three, bullseye. Taylor Pfaff with five. 48-29, Monroe City with the lead. As Blair Webster with basketball for Lady Indians. Between the two circles, we get the ball to Weaver. She dribbles down to the right baseline to Yates. Back to Weaver. Bad pass, stolen away by Gares. Gares takes it to the hoop, puts up the shot, missed it. And foul's going to be either on Johnson or Yates. Or Weaver. Let's see what it's going to be on Maggie Weaver. That's her first foul. As Gares will be at the line, she has 15 looking for 16. She'll shoot two. First one's up, missed it. So 15 points for Meredith Gares. As now, that's just starting to clear as Olivia Miller checks back in. Ava McKay will check in for Lady Indians. Pfaff checks out for Monroe City. As Gares, second free throw on the way. Got it. 16 points for Meredith Gares. 49-29. 2:42 left to play in the ball game. Clark County with the basketball. Ava McKay will bring it across the timeline, guarded by Potterfield. Gets it to Weaver on the left wing. To Yates, puts it to Miller on the right wing. Miller to McKay on the right wing. McKay takes it down to the left block, in among the treatment of a shot, missed it. That's a rebound. Kayla Yates puts it back up and in. 4 points for Kayla Yates. 49-31. Monroe City with the lead in basketball. Potterfield gets the ball to Hathaway at the free throw line. Hathaway gives it back to Hayes for three. On the way, no good. And off the rebound comes Taylor Yates to Aiden McKay. As McKay will bring it across the timeline, picked up by Potterfield, picks up a dribble, gets the free throw line to Yates, gets back out to Miller. Hold on, pass goes out of bounds. Turnover gives it back to Monroe City. As now, Emily Lienbauer checks in for Monroe City. Also, Avery Johnson. 1:30 left to play in the ball game. Johnson gets it down low to Skyler Gosney. To Johnson on the left side of the circle. Johnson picks it back out to Lienbauer. Between the two circles to Potterfield. Potterfield gives it down in the corner to Chin. To Potterfield, back to Chin between the two circles. As Avery Johnson has lost it, tried to save it in bounds, got it back to Chin. Now to Lienbauer in the left corner. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be Monroe City basketball with 1:03 left to play in the game. The Potterfield will inbound underneath the own basket for the Lady Panthers. Potterfield looks for somebody. Gets it down low to Gosney. Puts it up. Got it. Scotty Gosney has 2 points. 51-31. McKay with the left hand dribble outside the circle. And double team. They're going to call a jump ball. Already in possession stage in Clark County with 47 seconds left to play. Olivia Miller will trigger for Clark County at the end of the Clark County bench. As Miller looks for somebody, still looks just in the backcourt to McKay. As McKay will bring it across the timeline, dribbles between the two circles, picks up the dribble, looks for somebody to throw it to. As she gets it, the ball to Weaver. Weaver back to Miller in the paint, puts up the shot. Just it to do the foul, and the foul's going to be on Potterfield, I believe. Potterfield or Johnson, nope, it's going to be on Aliva Chin. That's her second. And it will be Kaylee Yates going to the line to shoot the 1-1. So Kaylee Yates with 4 points, looking for five. 30 seconds left to play. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 5 points for Kaylee Yates. So Kaylee Yates with five, looking for six. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. 6 points for Kaylee Yates. 51-33 with the basketball, Potterfield. Potterfield will take her time. Picked up by Miller. Gets the ball to Lindauer on the deep left wing. Back to Potterfield. Now pops Chin between the two circles. To Potterfield in the center circle. Potterfield gives it to Lindauer. Knocked in the backcourt by Weaver. But Lindauer picks up the dribble. Bounce past to Chin. And Chin is tied up by Kaylee Yates. And jump ball. Alternating possession goes back to Monroe City. With 3/10 of a second left to play. Yates ties time her shoe. And she gets up. Now she's ready. Spotterfield gets it into Leon Power. And that's the end of the game. With the final score, Monroe City 51, Clark County 33. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMEN Sports.
Funerals are never easy, and a global pandemic makes them even harder. Regulations often mean compromise, and when it comes to funerals, we don't get a second chance. At Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home, we can't make funerals easy, but we try to make them easier. With live webcasting or remote arrangements, we're here to help. Contact us today at wilsontriplett.com.
Keep up with what's going on in your area with a subscription to the Hometown Journal. The Hometown Journal takes great pride in offering you up-to-date coverage on everything that goes on in Clark County and in your hometown. Nowadays, it's not enough just to be smart. You also have to be up-to-date, and you'll always be up-to-date if you subscribe to the Hometown Journal. Order your subscription or renew your old one today by calling 660-727-3383. The Hometown Journal in Cahokia is a proud sponsor of Clark County Indian Sports.
You know, this whole thing about two-year degrees not being worth it is getting pretty old. You drive past area factories lately, there's some pretty sweet pickups in those parking lots. That's because all those workers are making darn good money, and they probably got their start right here. Welders, engineers, equipment techs, network admins, all good paying jobs you can get with a two-year degree from SCC. Even better, each of those degrees is tuition free for Iowa residents. Visit SCC, you don't have to go far to go far. Get the facts at scciowa.edu.
Welcome back, everybody, to Clark County High School. It's the final as the Monroe City ladies win their sixth game here by defeating Clark County 51-33. Take a look at the first the scoring. First four, Monroe City, Aiden Potterfield with 2 points. Meredith Gares with 16. Kaylin Chapman with four. Taylor Pfaff with 5 points. Aliva Chin with one. Maren Hayes with 10. Audrey Youngblood with 6, Sam Hathaway with 5, and Skyler Gosney with 2 points. For Clark County, O'Bross with 2 points, Aaron Bice with 8, Allie Fox with 5, Carly Pearl with 1, Kaylee Yates with 6, and D.D. Church with 11. Clark County led 10-9 after one quarter. Both teams scored 10 apiece in the second quarter. Clark County led 20-19 to half in the third quarter. Monroe City outscored Clark 20-7, and Monroe City led 39-27 after three in the fourth quarter. Monroe City again outscored Clark County 12-6, and Monroe City wins at 51-33. Monroe City girls improved to 6-8. Clark County girls 2-9. Coming up, it's the boys' turn, and Hunter will have that game in about 10 minutes. This is KMEN Sports.